Blog Talk Radio.
All the little stuff I've been looking at,
They talk he like he the next best thing.
Yeah, and that means Taj is gone. To me, I think Taj is gonna have to be traded.
He's out for at least 4 months with ankle surgery. So that's one reason I think they had insurance.
I didn't know that.
Then he had surgery on his ankle. Remember, he kept hurting his ankle in the season? And in the playoffs, he hurt his ankle like games.
So were we wrong for criticizing him for his play?
Nah, because he mad, justifiably solo. Like, he kept being promised a starting job.
Yes. Yeah.
That's
all. Yep. Here comes Paul Gasol.
Like, yeah. He didn't promise these spots, and they keep putting somebody right over you, so.
So they got to mean they see something.
I mean, would you start Ty Gibson up a Paul Gasol?
No.
Or Noah?
No.
Yeah, they just went with the smart business move. But isn't that what they told him beforehand? Like, if you had a chance to start Taj or get Paul Gasol, what would you do?
Yeah, Taj.
I'd have to sit down.
Yeah.
He is good enough to start on most teams. He's like that. So instead of like having him unhappy in the locker room coming off the bench, even though we need him, draft a younger person, let him carve out a niche for himself. So those players in the front court get too old, then he just rolls right in.
Too old. Now, now that you said that, is there a different tide coming in for the Bulls that we used to, like the court?
Like Dermott?
Is about to play.
Butler?
Is about to play. Or is he going to the Lakers?
I think we keep him.
All right. So we're going to
He's going to be playing the same position as Kobe. And what is Julius Randle? Small forward, ain't he?
Power forward.
Yeah, power forward.
Yeah.
Russell is a point guard, dude, they just got in the draft.
Yeah.
Yeah, point guard.
Yeah, point guard,
Kobe.
They need a point guard.
They don't have a small forward?
Jordan, what's his name?
Farmer?
Jordan, not forward. Jordan
Hill?
Jordan Hill.
Yeah, power forward.
Power forward, okay. And what was, who has a small forward?
They have some injuries and movement, kind of Boozer and stuff, and then I don't really be watching Lakers games because if they do come on, they're late.
Right. Like all festivities are taking place, and you ain't really trying to watch the Lakers at that point.
Right. And I just say watch basketball after 10 o'clock. They just get bored. There's no reason you should be bouncing the ball at 10
o'clock. It's only 10 o'clock here, though. It's 8 o'clock there.
Right.
Yeah, I get
it. To everything else, movies and what else.
Right, but I know the Lakers fans got to be happy.
I think they had a successful draft.
I think they did.
They all wanted Jahlil Okafor, but they was like, when he got a chance.
Where he go?
Third, Philadelphia.
What are the Sixers doing?
There's no L.A. and Joel.
Right, what are the Sixers? That's the question. What are the Sixers doing? I think they
finna move somebody.
Yeah, they about to move a lot of people.
Remember, they took New Orleans Noel, but he tore his ACL right before he came out.
Right.
Then they got Joel Embiid, and he tore his ACL right before he came out.
Yeah, he also up.
It was like, both of them are damaged to this, and I guess they steady ensuring themselves that they get, I don't know
what the Sixers are.
They got to move somebody. You got 3 6'11" dudes, 7 footers.
They got like,
everybody,
like number one worthy pick. Who was number one? Did
everybody talk? One number one, one number two, and this one number one. Like Joel Embiid was like the number. Jordan Noel was. I don't know if Jordan Noel fell. He was like 7, 8.
But he
was
cold.
Yeah, but he. Me.
He was good at that.
He was all right.
He was all right, yeah.
He was like a rookie, yo.
I'm halfway a Sixers fan.
I don't know why they got rid of White Skin Buddy who played for
Michael Carter?
Yeah.
He played for the Bucks now. It's the Bucks? Nah, they the Bucks. No, they the Nets. So you play for the Bucks. And that's my other thing.
They just let them go.
Yeah.
And now you need backcourt help, and you're going to draft another big man.
Right. That's what nobody understands what they're trying to do.
Then they going best player available, but the chips not falling right for them. It always ends up being a big deal.
But I think the Bulls made the right decision. I was hoping they got Tyus Jones.
Who is that?
Point guard.
Backup point guard, though?
Yeah, we need a backup point guard. Like, who are we going to get to backup Rose?
Free agent.
So now we got to go free agent.
I don't want to draft no backup who's a career backup. I mean, it might do good for the team, but it's boring for the fans. Oh, I can't wait to get this backup quarterback for the Bears. Like, oh, he's going to play like 5-6 years. Like, what?
Well, Bulls needs to fix this relationship with Jimmy Butler and Derrick Rose and
that's worth monitoring, the off-the-court relationship between them. Dizzy Johnson did that.
And now that we got Bobby Portis, are we really going to seek Marcus Aldridge?
No. There's too many. Unless we're going to trade, like, Noah Tyus and Buddy.
It's time for a trade, though.
Time for a trade just to make a trade or time for a trade?
How about Ty Lawson? Denver just drafted a point guard.
And you see what he was doing on Instagram and Twitter?
What?
Smoking a hookah. Saying, I'm going to be out of here. Like, I guess I'm gone. I want to play for something. But he was smoking a hookah, like, and he just, like, got popped off for, like, a DUI or substance abuse.
Oh, well, we don't need that. Yeah. Or maybe he's just depressed.
Can't you show yourself smoking?
Yeah, you can't. Speaking of showing yourself, Bobby Portis and Larry Nance Jr.
Twitter beef.
Larry Nance decided he was going to tweet about Kobe and his little rape case out there in Denver, and now he's playing with him. Bobby Portis decided he was going to be a Heat fan.
But he was, and that's what, oh,
it was
20 now.
He was 16.
4 years ago. That was LeBron now.
Yeah.
He was a fan.
A LeBron fan?
Miami Heat.
Hey.
16.
Hey, Bobby Portis. This is coming from Chicago.
Watch your mouth.
Watch your mouth, man, when you're talking about you a Heat fan, because now you're here. We're going to roll like that.
And you're going to learn.
Yeah, you're going to learn.
Fast.
Today. Yeah, you learned on draft day.
You're going to learn
yeah.
where your allegiance stands.
Yes, exactly. So get that Heat crap out of your head. You're a Bull. We don't roll with the Heat. We don't roll with the Cavs.
Rose and Rose.
Yeah.
Where's all the Rose fans? Where did all these dead Rose fans come from? And all this stuff, like.
I don't know where Bobby Portis from, but we all know Derrick Rose from Inglewood. You about to get chopped up. Yeah, you about to get chopped up. You're welcome to the Windy City, brother. Because it's about to go down. So, you ready to carry some bags?
What is he bringing to us?
Oh, man. Shooting?
He has a little job.
I watched his highlights because I had never really heard of him. I never really followed him. He got a jumper.
Do you watch college? With Arkansas in the tournament. Brad Hoiberg said they played against Iowa State, but they beat him by 20.
So, they were in the tournament. Yeah, they was in the tournament. Where are you from?
Arkansas.
I don't know if they were in the tournament. I don't know. But they played well enough to get in the tournament. The highlights I've seen, he was playing against Dayton.
That's nice.
Yeah, really. So, he has some nice highlights. But he brings shooting. He can block shots. He got attitude.
I already bridged energy and both ends of the floor.
He'll probably be good friends with Noah if we still got Noah. He also brings rebounding.
From what I think of it, he's going to bring low post scoring.
Not necessarily like posting up, though.
That's what they say.
He can post up. Now, I've seen him do some post-up moves,
like,
but I saw a lot of pick and pop. And that's what the league kind of going through.
He's tenacious on the offensive rebound.
Yeah.
So did we get another Noah?
Yeah.
But they was like, he's better offensively than Noah.
Great.
But how did he slash number 22? They was talking about he was supposed to be a top 15 pick.
I don't know.
Athleticism?
Must probably so. And wait. Like, he's tall. And that was my thing. I posted that on the page. That was my thing. He's tall, but he's tall.
Wait, dude who went to... What's that?
Oh, man. Pissed off Carmelo Anthony?
Yeah, he was mad.
Yeah. You go, you a brace man? If I didn't take my spot?
No, he like a...
He a power forward.
No, he a powerful. He like 7 feet. But he's skinny, kind of.
Everybody's skinny.
But I don't think his weight made him drop that low.
It had to be his athleticism.
Well, Embiid is a thick and Norlis Noel. They were number one, like top 10.
Yeah.
There's got to be something else.
It's something, yeah.
But if you look at his comments on his YouTube, because that's all I really know about it. Like, I don't really watch college basketball. Comments is like, great pick. It's a steal. I was hoping he went to another, like a lot of other teams was hoping that he came to him. People couldn't believe that he dropped that far and the Bulls got him. They lucky. He was one of the steals of the draft.
The Bulls were looking for him, though.
They say they was like hoping he was dropping. They was looking for a point guard, but when he was there to pick, it was like a no-brainer. Like, we didn't think he was going to fall this far. Like, yeah, get him.
What did you want? I wanted a point guard. Point guard.
Small forward.
You wanted a small forward.
Really don't matter. I just...
To take the place of dunk, maybe?
I mean, just somebody... I'd be liking people who can dunk and run. I wanted a superstar at 22. The best player in the game at 22. I don't know how he would drop 22 slots, but I want the number one pick. That was 22. So if Jordan was coming out, I want him on 22.
Hey, speaking of Jordan, all the comparisons to him and LeBron, man, they need to speak to all that. Really. Then he's opting out.
Who, Jordan?
Yeah. No, Jordan signed in with the Hornets for 1 year. I seen a stupid post like that. Yeah, he somebody still got something.
He can beat everybody one-on-one.
I don't think he can.
He said he can beat all the Hornets one-on-one.
Who on the Hornets? Who can he beat? Because Lance Stevenson, I think he gone. Didn't they trade him?
Not the Bobcats.
He went to the didn't he go to the Clippers?
Who?
Lance Stevenson.
Yep.
Yeah. He went to Clippers, man. Mike probably.
Jimbo Walker.
He can.
Gerald Henderson.
He can beat Gerald Henderson. One-on-one. Kimber Walker? I don't know.
I can't remember what they say right now.
And whoever else they get. You know what? He probably can beat the whole team. Yeah. And then I seen him do an interview where he said he wanted to get the Hornets back to what they used to be because the Hornets used to be a top-tier team. But that was back when they had Alonzo Mourning and they had
Larry Johnson.
And I think they had
Kendall Gill.
They had Kendall Gill.
Dale Curry.
And Dale Curry.
Both of those.
10 years.
David Wingate,
yeah. I wonder what he's doing these days.
What happened to P.J. Brown? He was playing for them,
P.J. Brown. Didn't we have P.J. Brown?
Yeah.
I kind of liked him, too. Had some hustle. He didn't really do
veteran
much.
Veteran big man.
Yeah. He was back in the day when big men were important.
Right.
They're not really important now.
They are, but they got to be able to shoot.
They got to be able to shoot now, yep.
Run the floor.
They run the floor. Back in those days, the big man didn't really run the floor. And why are Tim Duncan coming back at 39 years old?
One more chance.
To do what?
Win the championship, they just won, like, what, last year?
Man, it's over with for the Spurs.
They just won it last year.
Not last year?
Yeah.
The Spurs?
The Spurs. Remember they beat LeBron and them?
Yeah, at the end of Golden State won this year, yeah. I'm tired of the Spurs, man.
Because they so great.
Yeah, I think it's
bored
time for it. I'm bored, yeah. That's exactly what I am. I'm bored with the Spurs. I'm tired of Tim Duncan, I'm tired of Ginobili,
I'm
tired of Parker.
Oh, my God, the trip.
Yeah.
They make plays in the playoffs.
And they're trying to sign Kawhi Leonard.
Him and Jimmy Butler wanted max contracts, and they both didn't get them. They both restricted free agents. Are restricted free agents after this year. I don't think Kawhi Leonard signed it. I know he did. Sign no contract.
Nah, because they're trying to give him the max deal. But he's the future.
He turned it down. It wasn't enough. Like how Butler was.
Now, can he pull a Butler?
Yeah. He was a final MVP, lockdown defender. The hand, claw.
Don't they call him the claw?
The hand.
They call him the hand?
Yeah.
They put the claw on there?
I think it's trademark.
Who got the claw?
Your guy.
No, not Baron from Rasky. How you talking Rasky?
Yeah, that's where I'm saying it's trademark from. You can make shirts and stuff saying the claw.
No, probably not.
The hand? Yes.
Yeah, the hand. Is he the hand?
They be doing this on the sideline where he be taking people to the rip.
What?
Because he got a big-ass hand.
Yeah, he does. But that's what's up. Baron von Raschke. He don't even know who that is.
Nope.
I watched Boris bust people's head open with that clock. Saturday Temple.
They be going to sleep.
Yeah. If you can see, y'all can see this now. Yeah.
Thumb and baby finger in your temples.
Yeah. You're squeezing the life out of your head.
Oh, my head hurts. Go to sleep.
Hey, rest in peace to while we talk about wrestling. Buddy Landale.
What?
Damn, gone. Generic Ric Flair.
Yeah. I'm in now.
Yeah. I don't know what he called himself. Free Boy Buddy Landale or something? That Nature Boy was Ric Flair.
Yeah, definitely.
And then we lost Dusty Rhodes. What the hell was that on his side, dude?
A fat knot, dude.
Like, I thought that was, I don't know what thought that was. Yeah. Well, back then, I didn't think about it being cancer, but I don't know what that was.
He said, what was that knot?
Yeah. He had that knot there, dude. And he had an atomic elbow, which is really... When I look at it,
what? Boy, I used to wonder what was his elbow pad.
Did he really hit anybody like that?
Yes. Especially early in his career, when he used to come up with it. Then they kind of made it funny when he got older, like, he just elbowed.
Yeah. He was tapping
everybody,
people. Yeah.
You know,
he just tapping people.
But back in the day, boy, I tell you off with that.
Hey, what other move did he have? I don't think he had no other move. I know he was a bleeder.
Definitely a bleeder.
He was a bleeder.
He didn't put nobody to sleeper.
No, but he had a sleeper. He used it.
I just remember his tongue used to be in his way.
Yeah.
What was his nickname? The American something. That's
the
American dream.
It was the American dream.
And he used to put you in a sleeper hole, too, right?
No. Sometimes. No. No. He used to get put in the sleeper. And then he'd come out of it. Yeah. Lift the arm. Yeah. And then he'd come out of it. He'd start stuffing his foot. And then he'll hit you with that elbow.
Oh, the ropes?
Yeah.
Everybody gets the elbow.
That's what wrestling was fun, though.
Yeah, it was more realistic. More good wrestlers at one time. Not like three good ones in this generation. Like, no.
All right, let's talk about that for a second.
Okay, we'll go to wrestling.
Let's talk about that for a minute. Back in the day, who was your favorite wrestler?
We're talking about the 80s, right?
Yep.
See, it's bad because if you look at him now, you'd be like, oh, what was I thinking?
We're going to go, your better favorite wrestler,
Barbara Beefcake.
Yeah, that can't, don't tell me that was your favorite wrestler.
No, look at what he wears.
It was crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The tightest tights. Holes in hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that. Macho Man.
That was your favorite? Single wrestler, like single. We then we talk about tag team.
All right.
I know my favorite tag team, which is probably everybody.
Midnight Express.
Nope.
That was my people, boy, with Jim Cornette and the Midnight Express.
Nah, man. Yeah.
Little and almost dude name.
It was Bailey Window. It was
the where? Dang, I can't remember his name.
It was
Jim Cornette used to bring up
Jim Cornette.
They used to have like the purple and something like the tennis racket.
Yeah. They would hit people with the tennis racket.
I can't remember that introduction to you.
Dude, the Road Warriors weren't your favorite.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just saying.
What a rush. Yeah. That was my favorite tag team.
Yeah, but you said singles.
Okay, singles first.
Favorite of all?
Single wrestler. I don't know if I have one, but.
I can't just name one. It was a lot. Like, I like Jake the Snake.
You got to go back, man.
Rick Rude. Oh, you mean earlier than this?
Yeah, you talk about the early WWE.
I used to like the Four Horsemen.
The main single, dude.
You want me to do one dude?
Yeah, one dude. I'm talking about from AWA when it used to come on Channel 26 on Saturday.
Who patted themselves on the back all the time? Who was Buddy?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. You remember it was Larry Zbysko?
Oh, yeah. Early Larry Zbysko.
He had that fight in Japan and he beat. I can't remember. Won the title, and that's he lived off of that win.
Yeah, Larry Zbysko. Was he the living legend? Yeah.
Larry Chest, dude. That's all I remember.
Yeah.
But he used to get down.
Yeah. That ain't my favorite, though. And I know that ain't your favorite. It's hard to pick a single favorite.
Yeah.
Put all the federations, because you had WCW.
I like the Nikita Koloff.
Man, that's old. Now you're talking. With Boris Koloff.
Man, the Russian sickle.
Yeah.
He was called.
Yeah. But he wasn't really a single, though, because he was with Boris.
I don't know.
I think my single favorite was Ric Flair.
I didn't want to just name, like.
Yeah. My single favorite.
Course, but I can't say Four Horsemen and get to say it, like, because I like Arn Anderson. I like Lex Luger. But you
that ain't long enough. WWF.
I'm like,
I know.
7 years ago.
Like, but you didn't watch the AWF.
I remember it.
On Channel 26.
Yeah.
That's with Crusher. That was with Crusher. That was with Dan Von Raschke. That was Black Jerry Blackwell. That dude. With Greg Gagne. You don't even know who that is.
I don't.
Damn. Greg Gagne. Who else? That was after AWA.
What was that?
That was WCW. Yeah. World class wrestler. That was world class. Man, Chris Adams with the super kick.
Yeah. He's dead, ain't he?
Yeah, he's dead. Nah. His partner's dead, I think. Say Gino Hernandez.
Look at this guy. Espionado.
Yeah. It was Gino Hernandez and Chris Anderson. They had a tag team. And Chris Anderson gave you that super kick. Man, that shit sounded awful.
Well, I'm going to say early, like later 80s. That's when I was really.
Okay.
The Midnight Express, what they were called.
Midnight Express was.
I always liked tag teams. Good tag teams.
I did too. But that was exciting. Midnight Express was,
The dude with the white hair who looked like, he was kind of fat, but he used to be like the pretty boy.
Yes, yeah. And then the other dude. You didn't like the Rock and Roll Express? Now, they was my boy. They had the bandana tied on them.
Yeah. I can't remember dude's name.
I can't remember none of them.
The Midnight Express.
The Midnight Express.
Hey, what was his name? Free something like He used to be fat, but he had white hair and always be like.
Yeah, I can't remember doing either. But yeah, the Midnight Express.
Yeah, the Midnight Express.
We had the Rock and Roll Express. We had the Road Warriors there. We had the Freebirds. The Fabulous Freebirds. With Michael Hayes, Terry Gordy,
Billy Hayes.
Billy Hayes? Who the hell is that?
Oh. I'm here with the movie.
All
right.
Hey,
like Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Hacksaw Jim
Duggan. A performance. I know he can get his ass, but
it's R-rated now.
I like just the energy from he came in, the energy and the.
But that's WWE. Yeah.
I can't go back to Spider. I'll go back. What was his name? Junkyard
Dog. Yeah, with the chain. Yeah. He's a bark. Yeah, he's a bear. Yeah, it was a little bit. It still is a little bit. I think they put you in character to what you are, just like
look at Ellen, man. It won't be
that. Who was the brothers, man? That used to fight together.
Juan Eric?
Nah, black brothers.
Booker T and old boy.
Who's
all of
Heat? Yeah, the Harlem Heat.
I can't remember the other guy.
Huh?
I think back up.
Yeah, I brought them up. Yeah, but that's where y'all at. Yeah, I'm kind of old, man. Like I'm back when it wasn't famous. Like then everybody thought it was real. So y'all came up in the era where y'all knew it was kind of. Well, I knew it was
Bobby
fake
Eaton.
At that point. Bobby Eaton. Yeah. Midnight Express. It was Bobby Eaton and another dude.
Bobby something was in it before.
What? Really?
Yeah. But the original group was Randy Rose and Norvell Austin.
Hey, call in 347-838-8449, 347-838-8449, Sports Reality Radio, All Sports Talk, Power Hour. We talking wrestling right now.
I'm gonna just show
I don't know how we got on this, but we talking wrestling right now. Let me see. Yeah, let me see the picture. I might be able to tell you who they got.
Dude on the right.
All right, that's Bobby Eaton right there.
It was dude with the white hair.
And I don't know who that is. But that's Bobby Cornette.
Jim Cornette
with the tennis racket.
Yeah. Always used to try to hit you and run away.
This is the dude you're talking about.
Yeah, but
he's always there. Yeah. I don't know who that is. That's a damn shame. What was it? Any names, dude?
Yeah, I just went to the names. Go back. Let me see. Got the bottom left. A little arrow at the bottom left. I can't remember their names.
Yeah, you got a damn one enough. You can pull the picture up. Damn one enough. All I know is Bobby Eaton. Who is it? Bobby Eaton and who else? 347-838-8449. Help us out.
I can't remember.
And tell us who your favorite wrestler was from back in the day. Who did they used to fight, though?
The Rock and Roll Express.
Yep.
All the time. And, see, that's NWA.
Yeah. All right, we tried to figure this out.
It was dude, Steel Ball Hill.
That's who you're talking about. That's who we just pointed to.
With the white mullet.
Yeah, the mullet.
That's the Rocker. Shawn Michaels did. Marcus did.
Oh, man.
I ain't even know.
That's the Rock and Roll Express.
Yeah, I'm sure. Oh, they really
went. Yeah.
It was like a half-gas
group.
They were in the back and stuff.
Yeah. I used to like when it started like that before.
I did like the Rock and Roll Express.
Yeah, they was hot, dude. Yeah, they did a lot of high-flying stuff. And British
Bret
Bulldog.
Hart was my favorite wrestler.
Or is that your favorite single?
Yeah.
Bret Hart.
Okay. All-time period? Oh, it's Shawn Michaels.
Okay.
The showstopper, the main event, the heartbreak kid, Shawn Michaels.
How come it wasn't Hulk Hogan?
Personal. Everybody and their mama liked him.
There.
I am a real American.
Yeah. It's all right.
He was a man, though.
He was commercial being Ric Flair and Ravishing Rick Rude.
Ravishing Rick Rude was really commercial.
Hollywood Hogan is commercial.
He is commercial. He was the face of WWE.
He was the face of wrestling.
Hulk Hogan?
Period. Shout out to the Road Warriors from Chicago. If y'all get a chance out there, Go watch the documentary on YouTube of Road Warriors, how they came out, bro.
Yes.
No, that's your intro.
Oh, when they
got into wrestling.
Oh.
They was bouncers.
Yep.
In Chicago
yep.
bars.
Yep.
And they used to murder people.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
I couldn't wait for somebody drunk something like that.
Yep.
Get through the wall of life. I'm throwing them out like a spear.
Yep.
Like.
Yep. Yeah,
I mean, they demolishing everybody.
And they used to fight at the amphitheater.
Okay, substance abuse problem, alcohol abuse problem, substance abuse. Dad.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
You wouldn't think how savage they was that the animal was the same one, the smart one.
Animal. Yeah, Hawk was crazy.
No, he was the one with the two ball.
Oh, yeah, Hulk had it too. Yeah, Hulk had
it.
What a rush. Yeah.
Animal was the one with the spider stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
okay. Yeah, yeah.
He was like the business manager.
Was he?
Yeah.
The Hulk was crazy.
Yeah. Like off camera, like, hey, man, you need to slow down. Like, no. Cocaine. Like,
yeah.
A lot of beer and drinking.
Yeah.
Coming to matches slapped.
Yeah.
Just whooping your ass.
Yeah.
It ain't even wrestling. I'm going to just come in and I'm beating your ass.
Yeah.
I just like the Warrior.
Ultimate Warrior?
Yeah.
It's on video there,
yeah.
That's who?
Kevin Martin Eric was one of them.
He sure was. Yep, he sure was. What did the buddy
I think you were like the second one.
Well, y'all must know the same shit. Stop.
Yeah.
Cardi race. Red Heart stuff. So that's 347-838-8449. I guess we talking wrestling today. We did get to the basketball.
We don't have to spend on wrestling. We just reliving our youth.
Yeah.
Wrestling is the shit.
Yeah. So let's go to some football.
Football.
I know you ready.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
Davis West been doing good.
Mark Scott.
That's famous?
Yeah. They're like, what do you think? You in a Foxboro, South Antonio, was talking to him after the interview after they won. Like, so you're going to Foxboro to play Tom Brady and the Jets. What do you think of the matchup? Can't wait. And walked off like, oh!
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's
almost trademark I have, bro. That's why I put it on the thing. Can't wait.
Put it on what?
What was it on Facebook? You talking about football? Nah, I had
Yeah.
Oh, can't wait.
Oh, that's where that came from?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm just applying like, yeah, I can't wait either. Like, normally, yeah, I can't wait either. Yeah. I don't know.
They
got it.
To Dallas, the rookie that I wanted us to get. Nebraska. Number 4, Randy Gregory. He got mental problems. That's why he dropped. Like he had tested positive for marijuana at the combine, but they was like, just kidding. He was really the best outside rush linebacker coming out. Period. Flat out wrong. Cole probably almost better than Davion Clowney.
That's pretty good, dude. But we don't really know how
but
good
they say, man. Bad decisions, but it came out to say he had like a mental disorder.
So what's going on with Kevin White? You heard him say it?
They say he was day to day.
Yeah,
like it's just whenever you feel better, like you stick or sprain your ankle, something.
You missed the whole run. You ain't, he ain't playing nothing.
What? It's super contagious.
So we talk about the end of the world.
Is that going
back
like
out
that?
There? It is.
Boy,
it
takes you like 20 years.
I had stress out plenty of times. I used to get stress out once a month.
No, don't get it like that.
I'm telling you, I used to get it. And you have to go.
I've never known. And I used to get stress out. Well, I'm talking about like, what is it, like, a rat, a house that
I had it over here. I had it somewhere.
The white lady that comes
in,
that swallow.
Yeah, you don't know how to try.
All you want to do is spit. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't
sleep. Yeah.
What? It just hurts.
It's a feeling, yeah. We talk about the NBA.
It takes some days.
He said he missed the whole go to
all of mini camp.
He went to mini camp.
Missed that for last week of mandatory.
I would expect that.
4 to 5 to miss 4 days.
I would expect that.
Day to day, like he wasn't stuff like that. Honestly, to me, it'd be like embarrassing. That's why they don't see exactly what it is.
I got
so that might be like. STD. I'm not gonna say it. I'm not saying what it is, but like, I remember like somebody got on there and had mono. It'd be like staph infections. They don't like talking about staph infections, especially if you get it twice, because you know what staph infection is, right? Like that's when like go locker room, bathroom.
Yeah, you get
No, like they pinned in the corners and never cleaned it. And stuff
yeah.
Like nasty. And
that is
like,
the only way you get it, though.
No, that's how they get it.
Like,
and you have to do that. And you go to the shower,
yeah.
That's your foot. Somebody was out for the season because it was in their toe. And then he got it back. Like, you miss like a month, 2 months when you get a seven thing. And man, he had it. They didn't want to say that. What he had, when it came out, when he had like a sprained MCL or something, like, he did something. And he had a scope. It was the year that they won the Super Bowl. Well, it was 2006 when they went to the Super Bowl and beat the Bears.
Yeah, he had staff infection?
He had to get his knee scope in the offseason. The offseason before that season started up. And then he was rehabilitated. Then he had to go and get his scope again like 3 weeks later. Like, what happened? A lot of times it'd be when the doctor don't clean their utensils right.
What? That's a lawsuit.
What? That's what they be doing. Don't want to happen. And then, like, I can't remember who it was. Caught it in their toe. It was an offensive lineman who went to the Temple Bay, but I think he went from the Saints. And it's recent. It's like 5 years ago. I can't remember. Probably like 6 years ago. I can't remember who it was. But he was cold, and he had it in his toe. And then he had got it again, like, a week later, and Herman was like, that's the problem that's like the organization, like uncleanliness. So it'd be like, it'd be embarrassing stuff if they
The Bears got a bacteria filled.
That's what it is, bad bacteria.
Yeah, a bacteria filled locker room.
I'm not going to say that. I'm not saying exactly what it was.
You really can't.
They never see it. Right. And that's
what it is, too.
Exactly. That's why I'm not. Don't kill none of this. Notice I'm saying that. Don't call me not saying that. But I'm saying normally, would it be like an undisclosed injury? It's like probably something with your family that you just don't want out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
yeah.
Like it's like
private.
Yeah.
It's private.
Like if he's on the injured list, he's supposed to disclose the injury, but you never really get to it. To me, I take it as a like, it's fake embarrassment. And it's like, you just got to get it cleaned up real quick.
All right. Who started for Philadelphia?
Mark Sanchez.
Yep.
I wouldn't count out Tim Tebow.
How? Why not?
That's spread offense, bro. Like, that's what he the best of.
All right. But I've been hearing Mark Sanchez.
That's because they don't have nobody else. Sam Bradford is like walking chandelier.
Yeah, but I like Sam Bradford.
He all right, but he, it'd be, coming out of Oklahoma, he was brittle. And then the first year he got hurt.
Second year he got hurt,
and he played, I think this is like his fourth year. And he had been out
3 years.
2 years,
two and a half.
Whole year. And then he had played like 6 games to get hurt.
Yeah, yeah. Walking chandelier. I'm glad to hear Jameis Winston doing good. Tampa Bay.
Well, we know his staff. Love it. So we know his flaws. That could just be coming out of that just so it won't look like the number one pick back. But
I think he's doing good.
He could be.
And he play,
he's a rookie, though.
And he play, yeah. But he carried that playbook with him all the time.
That'll be good.
Give him some credit, man.
He can have it. I'm not jumping. I mess with Jameis Winston, definitely. But
he
got
a
rule to me. No,
yes, I'm looking.
I got to see something up. So I can look at it and say, "Oh yeah." But because everybody's doing great now this part of the season. He's loving his offense. He's loving his coaching staff.
Yeah.
It's coming well. He said that for everything. And then it'd be like, fire. Danger real hard. Danger, he's not loving it. Coach Killer, like, so you can't go up a whole season, like, unless it's like that first OTA, something stood out a lot.
I heard the Vikings was going to be in the playoffs. As a wild card, that would mean that we're not going to be in the playoffs.
Not necessarily. We have three people from our division in the playoffs. I think, but we lost the last game. We could have won, though, if somebody else lost. We won if somebody else lost. But Detroit, and it was the year we went 10-6. Well, let me skip that.
Yeah.
And we missed the playoffs because we lost to. You can, it's got to be like, well, okay, how it's set up is, there's four divisions on your side.
Right.
So, the top team from each division, regardless of record, is automatically in the
playoff. Right.
Then you get two of the next best records of all of them in your wild card.
That's your wild card.
Okay, so, fans. The 14th set, but the NFC North, let's just say the Slackers win.
Right.
Okay, so they're automatically in.
No, let's not say that.
Okay, say
the Bears win. Then they go from there.
Okay, so we can go ask the Slackers out.
They can be wherever you want to put them.
Say the Bears.
They just ain't winning.
Say the Bears win at the division.
Right.
So they're the 4th team in.
On
the 14th, like NFC South, East, West, and North, like so say it's like the Cowboys win the East, the North the Bears win,
right.
The South say Carolina win, and the East say
Cardinals.
NFC East, Dallas is the NFC East, I think. The NFC North say the Bears, the NFC West say, like that's the Rams and 49ers. Say that, okay, Seattle win that, but that's all folks.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is top folks. There's just the two best records overall. So say, like, NFC be South weak. Like, you can almost go to the NFC. You can get into there with a 9-7 record.
Right.
The NFC East kind of be on that, too. Like, you want to win 10 games, but it's a lot of 9-7. But all those teams almost equal. Okay, so you leave it another team, like, so say the Bears win 13-3.
Right.
And say the Lions went 11-5, like 10-6.
Right.
And say the Packers went 9-7.
The mm-hmm.
Blackers. So they went 9-7.
Right.
But just say it was a nine. It's rare, but it's like once he go get it, once he got to be wrong. Like a 15-1 team, 14-2. So you allow another team to win double digits. Like, you know what I'm saying? It can happen.
All right.
It can happen in the
I like the breakdown.
But yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but don't ever say the Packers are going to win again.
I was just
not even will be demonstrated.
Right. But I be trying to be realistic.
What? You don't think the Bears can win the division this year? Here we go. Let's talk about the Bears. Honestly, where are the Bears going? Don't say 8-8.
Now, see, I didn't say we could make the playoffs.
No, you did say that, but you said they're not going to move the
like I've said before, and this is just my philosophy, my point.
Right.
I go down the list.
Yep.
If they quarterback better than ours, that team's going to win.
Right.
As much as I hate this team, that team, boy, it takes a last year.
Who's your boy?
That's the man who doesn't need name to be
right
for that team that we don't like being in the NFC North that we hate, that we get slapped up on.
Right.
Last year against Seattle, it took Russell Wilson to do two Hail Mary passes on. It was like a lot of weird stuff. Remember how Clint Dix missed that quick conversion? they call it, and they call like a Hail Mary, like at the end of the game to go into overtime. I mean, it's the same like 60-yard play, but besides that, the top. I didn't say this. I did not say this. I got to the case.
That's bad enough.
It was.
Right.
The Foot Packers, they were up by like 21.
That's easier to think. The first Packers?
That's the least of the insult.
So. Yeah, it is. So you just got to pick, you know, that.
You almost said
it. I almost said
it. But, yeah, like, they was that close to losing that game to being in the Super Bowl. The year before, they lost to, like, San Francisco, but they was that close. Like, they wanted them teams, bro. It'd be bad luck on them sometimes. Just going in healthy, you know, top of that offense. That was, oh boy, click it. You can't. Too. God, I hate saying it.
I know.
It's almost envious, though.
I know. I feel the same way. So
Jesus,
you know.
Christ, this guy has the deadliest accuracy.
Yeah.
But he fakes soft, because if you got some black dudes that's like all hood on your defense, not intimidated, he gets intimidated.
Yeah.
But if you don't have that, oh, he mentally open.
Yeah.
He got you.
Yeah.
He gonna play with you. He gonna make
yeah.
it look easy.
Yeah. And
he
gonna
break records.
And laugh.
Filth and all. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God,
yeah.
Somebody hit this dude in his head.
Right. Well, we did that. We took about.
Dave McClellan.
Yeah.
Took and he came back. Back and what happened?
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah. Hey, we about to get out of here.
Thanks for watching WWE / Sports Reality Radio.
WWE, WWF,
NWA,
WCW, Barbaric, Road Warriors, Midnight Express, Baron Von Raschke. I'm going to crush the star. The Crusher, Rooster, Hegaya.
Midnight Express.
The Four Horsemen.
Larry
Zbysko. Abdullah the Butcher. Andre the Giant.
Junkyard Dog. WWF All-Stars Cartoon. You do not remember that, dude.
That was not.
That was awful. That was an ape.
Nah, that was a yeah, dude. Do you have any action figures? I had a ring. Me and Chris had a ring. WWF ring. We used to put like, a red marker on them to take a play.
That's good. That's great.
Yeah, we had the ring, man. Yeah. So, banging each other's head into the turnbuckle. So, ring and hit the head on the pole.
That's rough.
Yeah. We used to do all that. Hey, we out of here. Sports Reality Radio, All Sports Power Hour, the host, Curtis, True Character, Talented, / all of that.
And break just the Bulls, Bears, Blackhawks, White Sox, Cubs, Fan Thomas, yo, peace.
Later.